Welcome back into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by USD 383 Manhattan-Ogden Superintendent Marvin Wade, and we've also got Vice President of the School Board Carla Hagemeister joining us here today. And, you know, it's the first meeting of the new fiscal year here, and kind of a lighter agenda here maybe than normal, but there are some things on here that are pretty exciting, I think, for some employees, especially in the new business, and that's a discussion here on classified employee wages.
I'll take that one then.
Okay.
Classified employees are a big part of what we do. We've got certified employees, teachers, counselors, administrators. Then the classified employees include paraprofessionals, cooks, bus drivers, bus monitors, office professionals, a lot of different positions along those lines. And we have considerable turnover in those areas. And you know, one of the reasons is funding, is their pay. And we have an opportunity now with additional state funding coming in for us to be able to do something about this. So there's a proposal on tonight's agenda to increase, and this is a two-phase process for increasing their wages. The first phase, which is tonight, because we haven't completed negotiations with other entities in the school district yet, but we want to make sure that we do something for those classified employees right now. And so there's a proposal to the board to increase the base pay for them 50 cents an hour. That's the starting point. And then when we complete negotiations with teachers, other things, then we come back and we can add to that a certain percentage, other additional funds. But the proposal tonight is phase one is 50 cent an hour increase for all of those classified employees. And that would cost the district about $420,000 to be able to do that. But again, we've got additional monies coming from the state, and we agree with the legislature about we want some of those funds that are coming in to go to the people who have not received the raises in the past that we would like to give them because of the financial situation with education. So looking forward to that one going to the board tonight as just a token of our respect and appreciation for those employees and all they do and how important they are to our success.
Absolutely. I think Dr. Wade really said it all there. There's not much more to be said other than that we absolutely value those employees and we recognize that that they work for us because, again, it's not just a job. They care about the kids that they're serving. They recognize the importance of their role in the district. And we know that every one of those classified or unclassified classified staff, all of our staff have the opportunity to really make a difference in a child's life, whether it's the bus driver that greets a child with a happy heart every morning, or the para that's in the classroom, or the custodian that has a high five for everybody, that those employees are very important in the lives of our schools and of our students, and that it serves everybody to have them in a position where they can remain employed with us because they are able to pay their bills. And that's a reality of it, is that our staff need to be able to live here and work here. And this action tonight is a step in that direction to help recognize that and also move them to a better spot in the financial world of it.
And those classified employees are an important part of the team in the classroom and the buildings throughout the district. And last night with the city commission, it was certified teachers and classified employees there in the audience. That the classified employees were right there with everybody else saying the parking lots are important for all of these reasons.
Yes.
So we all work together.
All right. Well, good stuff. I'm sure a lot of those employees will be excited if that does, in fact, go through here at the board tonight. Budget planning also is on the schedule here with Lou Faust. I know he's going to present here kind of an update.
Mm-hmm. We know that we will probably be getting $3 million additional funding as the result of the whole Gannon case and the recent Supreme Court ruling that expectations were met. So he's been working, finishing up one budget, preparing the budget for next year. We still need some software from the state to come in order for him to be able to get all of the line items and everything taken care of. But he'll give an update tonight on, again, where the money's coming in. It needs to go to certain places. What kind of positions are we going to fund? What kind of things are we going to do with that money to make sure that the return on investment is there, that there's a big expectation, and there should be, from our community, from the legislatures, from the legislator, from the board, that we do something meaningful with that money. Don't just get it and squander it, that people have worked hard to try to lobby to get this money. Now, what are we going to do to address the needs? And that's part of the presentation would be us moving forward with funding the right places.
Gotcha.
And I know what those are, but I don't want to say it right now. We'll cover it at the board meeting.
Absolutely. And as far as construction update, I know we had Eric Reed in here last week, and he discussed a little bit about that, but things are starting to move a little bit on that.
That's right. At our board meeting last week, we made our first, I think, real official approval of an action that the community will be able to see happening this summer. We approved the bid for the parking lot improvements at Amanda Arnold Elementary School. So that's going to be one of the first visible to the community improvements that's coming through the bond. It will improve, it will increase their parking, it will improve drainage on the south side of that lot. It will increase lighting in the parking lot. So a lot of the parking lot issues, the safety issues, and the capacity issues for that parking lot that have been a concern to the staff, administrators, and families at Amanda Arnold, that project is getting underway this summer, and they'll be able to see that happening. At the same time, if I know a lot of people are probably avoiding Kimball at the moment, but if they were to drive down Kimball and drove past the College Hill site, they would notice that there's something missing from that lot, and the something missing is the mobile units. They have been removed. So that's kind of exciting for us. One of our big goals out of this project, again, was to address the safety concerns and to get all of our students into physical permanent buildings, to not have mobile units utilized for our students. And those mobile units at College Hill have been removed to make way, to make space for this work to start on College Hill. Those students that attend College Hill Early Learning Center will be housed this next academic year at, I can't remember the name of which church. I want to say it's Trinity Presbyterian, but I could be wrong on that. I'm sorry, I can't.
I'm avoiding that one too.
I can't pull the name of it from the top of my head. It's a location that used to have a preschool program and had space available. They weren't using that space for that purpose anymore, and so people got creative. Again, it's another response where people are working together in the community to identify a problem. The problem was, we really don't want to do construction on a location with a bunch of small children at the same place at the same time. It's complicated. It is a safety concern. It is a challenge to learning. It's a challenge to the construction. And so it is a win-win situation to have that site cleared of students so that the work crews can do the work that they need to do and that the students are in a place that is appropriate for them and is an appropriate space for learning that will be a good learning environment for them this next year while that work is happening. So that is a great partnership that's happened within the community.
And I would encourage people to keep track of the construction progress on our website, that there's periodic reports given there. And something we've noticed, and this will continue to occur, would be when we went with the bond campaign, we had conceptual ideas about what we wanted to do. And we will maintain the integrity of those conceptual ideas. Sixth grade will move to middle school. Ninth grade will move to high school, those kind of things. But there's also adjustments along the way, improvements. An example last night, again, was the Woodrow Wilson parking lot. An opportunity came up there that we felt like we needed to take to improve what we were doing. Similar conversations occurring with the high school, with the early learning centers, that getting the architects, the construction managers, the individuals involved with these conversations have helped us be able to identify how we can do what we want to do better and quicker to accomplish what we want to do with this construction these construction projects.
And the other important part of that team that we certainly don't want to forget, again, are the stakeholders that are in the building themselves. When we're talking about the new elementary school, there's been a team of people that are teachers or district level program supervisors that are providing input about what their program needs are and what it really is like for them to be living in one of our elementary school buildings, what the day-to-day looks like and what their needs are. The same is true at each of the different levels of programming. When we're talking about the Early Learning Center, there are stakeholders that are working in those buildings and present in those buildings, and the same thing is happening at the high school level. So you've got the architects, the district-level folks, the teachers, some parents. There's a good group of people that are giving input and being a sounding board to all come together to find the right design for each of those facilities before they come back before the board.
Okay.
Well, lots of people doing a lot of good work behind the scenes to keep this going.
No doubt about it. Well, and again, if you want to attend tonight, the school board meets at 6:30, Robinson Education Center here. That's right across from Manhattan High West Campus, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you guys stream those on your Facebook page as well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here. Have a great holiday tomorrow and a happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
Thank you, Brandon.
That'll do it here. We'll continue on with more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.